This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia joined the U.S. and other nations urging restraint from Azerbaijan and Armenia as fierce weekend fighting between the two rival neighbors over the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region threatened to spiral into a wider conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said to reporters Monday, "We call on all sides in the conflict to show maximum restraint, to reject military methods, and to refuse any steps that might provoke an undesired escalation of the situation that is already a military conflict." Peskov said President Vladimir Putin had discussed the crisis with Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan over the weekend and would do the same with Azeri leader Ilham Aliyev if necessary. The U.S. Department of State also issued a press release saying the United States was alarmed by large-scale military action that had led to significant casualties. It said the United States condemns in the strongest terms this escalation of violence. Much of the animosity between Armenia and Azerbaijan has focused on Nagorno-Karabakh. It's an ethnically Armenian enclave inside Azerbaijan's borders. It was the site of a war in the early 1990s that killed 30,000 people and displaced over 1 million. The World Health Organization says 120 million rapid diagnostic tests for the coronavirus will be made available to low- and middle-income countries as the world approaches a death toll of 1 million. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a news conference in Geneva on Monday that the tests would cost less than $5. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported Monday that there have been close to 1 million deaths from COVID-19 worldwide. There have been more than 33 million infections around the globe. In India, the country's confirmed coronavirus tally reached 6 million on Monday. It's behind only the United States. This is VOA News.